Jen.
And Sora, we're on the phone with our besties.
Call back later.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, guys. We have a very juicy, interesting topic today.
Per Sora's request, because if it was up to me, I would not be exposing myself with these embarrassing stories.
Well, I think it's a great way to look back at our younger selves and reflect. And it's also fun. And it's funny. And our besties can learn more about us.
All right, besties. Tuned in for today where I feel like, don't judge us. There's just some things where I can't. I don't even know how to start.
These are embarrassing moments of our 20s. Yes. Since we're reaching 30. Mm-hmm. In less than a few months, actually. Less than a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we're both spring babies.
Yeah. So we're reflecting on our 20s and all the mistakes we did. And so glad it's over.
I think Facebook and Snapchat is the first reminder for me. So I just completely deleted my Snapchat
app. Oh, same.
So I can never look at the what happened 1 year ago. But I still...
Snapchat is cringe. Like, my posts were cringe.
Dude, Facebook was worse because I didn't even use accurate spelling. You went from MySpace days to, like, a little twinkle, like, seasoning of Instagram. And you're on Facebook typing, like, I don't know. And I look back. I have to delete all my status posts because it's like 13 years ago today.
Oh, I know. There are like probably some things that I could probably get canceled for too, honestly. Like just being a dumb kid back in the day. Yeah. MySpace was okay, but it was really the Snapchat days where they were unfiltered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because no one knew.
No one knew and no one cared.
Okay, well, we'll start with that.
Okay, so... Going into this, I've realized that a lot of embarrassing moments of our 20s had to do with drinking and boys. Yeah, okay, fine. We're gonna head in. All right. What do you want to start it off or would you like me to? Okay, I'll start off with something that both Jen and I have done. Red Pepper.
Okay, so Red Pepper is this restaurant in Buckhead, Atlanta. I'm still trying to remember, but I don't. I'm going to start with that.
I don't remember a single thing.
I remember that I don't know who in the group knew. First of all, we were sitting with our exes. I don't know. Yeah. We were with the exes.
It was supposed to be a very chill night. Like, it wasn't busy at all. It was
like a weekday.
Yeah, I think it was a weekday, and we were just going to go and have a good time.
Have some tacos. Like, it wasn't serious. But then somebody in the group knew somebody that worked there. I don't know how it got there, but they were like, oh, let's order some shots. They were not shots. I definitely remember they were almost like double, triple shot tequila. Because at that time of our life, that was pretty much all that we were drinking. And I don't remember what happened. I know someone took me to the bathroom. I don't know who. And I don't even remember if I puked or not.
Oh, we did. And we both have photos. Did we both
puked? I don't know.
We both got dragged out. By the way, do you ever have one of those restaurants or places you never go back to?
Yeah, we have not.
Because that's our place. We will not go back. You will never see us in there again. I'm sure the workers aren't even there still from that time period. I don't care. I will not enter that restaurant again.
It's just so traumatizing that... I mean, it wasn't my first blackout place, to be honest, but
it was just so embarrassing. And we both have photos. Like, our exes took photos of both of us.
Slumped. Just slumped. And, yeah, it was very embarrassing.
It was a very...
I still have the photos of both of us. That is what I could keep for memories not to go back to Red Pepper.
And they will never surface. I'm sorry. You can use your imagination, but... It's not pretty.
You don't even see our faces because we're so slumped.
I actually think you're funny. Your photo is so funny. Like, mine's a basic photo of someone who's drunk and hammered, but your photo is so funny.
You guys don't know how many times I have hugged the toilet and prayed to God I'm never going to drink again.
Oh, 1,000 times. And you know, actually, so many times. I felt like that when I had morning sickness. And I was like, this is close to that hangover.
Oh, God. Yeah, so we did that. Red pepper is one of those. I would never do it again.
Mm-hmm. Never.
If we're going to stick with the drinking, I'll tell you my first blackout story.
Okay, what's your first blackout story?
It was actually Sunny is Sora's sister. It was her birthday. And Sora and Sunny invited me to Sunny's birthday.
Was this at the club or?
Yeah, we went to like
Bonnie a show. And Clyde. Oh, that's what it was.
And I don't remember where it was at. I just remember that week I was going through a quote unquote breakup. It wasn't even really a breakup, but like, I guess it was a breakup to him. So then, yeah, like he said we broke up, but I didn't even know we broke up. So it was a miscommunication. And then I got plastered and we did a pregame somewhere where we did some substances and I was already... Like, I'm just going to be honest so that the story makes sense.
Yeah.
I was doing Yay, but then we were also doing E. So I was rolling and I was also super...
Coked out.
I was, like, so coked out. I don't know how much I drank. So by the time we got to the, place, I think it was the Tabernacle. I don't know. And then sister was with me. Yes, my sister and her ex-boyfriend were with us. And... I don't know what happened there. I don't remember anything. I just remember I am in the parking garage on the floor trying to puke.
Yeah, that wasn't a good... I remember that was the first time my sister met you. And she was like...
No, it wasn't.
Okay, it wasn't the first, but...
But we weren't really friends.
We weren't really friends. This was the first time, I guess, we hung out in this group setting or whatever.
Yeah, like party together.
Party together. And I just remember it was just like, what the fuck is happening?
I don't even know what was happening. I don't remember what happened. I just remembered people in the parking garage were honking at me. So I was like, am I in the way? I can't even, I'm on the floor. I'm on the floor in the parking lot. There's no bush or anything for me to hide from. There's no car I could hide behind. I just remember it was just an empty... like floor of the parking lot and I'm just trying to puke. And then we went out some more. I don't know why my sister took me out. I don't know if I continued to drink or not, but then I ended up with my ex that night.
Oh no.
And then I found out he was cheating. Or I guess he thought we weren't cheating because I thought to him we were broken up.
I remember this night.
And I don't know what happened. I just saw so many bruises on my body.
Yeah, because you fell a lot that
night. Yeah, don't you?
You fell a lot.
That was my first blackout. And then I just remember coming home to my family, like a Sunday where, you know, Sundays are family days. So I came home and my mom was just like, what happened to you? I looked like a shit show. And then I just took off all my clothes and I was like, Mom, look what happened to me. And I was like, by the way, I'm single after like 2.5 years.
Well, I could never. At that time, my mom thought I didn't do a single thing.
I just like showed my mom all my bruises. I was like, I don't know what happened to me.
So after, like the day after, what goes through your head? Like, are you just someone who is just like, what the heck happened? That was so crazy. Do you like, okay. I get super embarrassed the next day, like, when I reflect on the monstrosity that I was.
I think for me, I always have a killer, like, hangover, so I'm not thinking about what I just did. I'm trying to survive. I'm trying to take some BC pain relief, drink all the Gatorade, all the, like, anything.
Ibuprofen. Oh, you're on recovery mode.
I can't even think about what happened because if I smell it, I'm dying. And then you know what? I remembered another blackout story when we went to the strip club for the first time. And then I blacked out for another friend's birthday. Like, I don't know how many times invite me to your birthday, guys. If I'm not pregnant, I might black out. I'm just saying. I almost blacked out for my husband's birthday this year.
I wasn't even invited, technically, to that
night. National Best Friends Day, and I just invited Sora to go to the strip club.
And I just wreaked havoc on the whole night.
I got myself a sugar daddy. I don't even remember what happened. I just saw photos of five people carrying me dead weight into a hotel room.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I woke up to Sunny's voice talking about yay. So then I was like, okay, I'm up. Know what's wrong with me.
Oh my god, like, we sound like absolute degenerates, but you know what? This is what we did in our younger 20s, and this, we're just so different now. It's crazy.
I can't count how many times I blacked out on my hands, because I usually black out for every single person I love's birthday. So if I love you...
So, like, did you even have a good time?
Yeah, I just had such a great time until I forgot.
So then... Okay, but you what have the I'm memory... Like, but you have the memory prior to you blacking out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I think it's a great time until I think about the day after their birthday. Then I'm
that was the period of no self-control.
I
just don't know how to self-control.
I'm trying my best. I'm a mom now. I'm working on it, okay?
It's fine. Literally fine. We'll just talk about that summer. Because I feel like that summer was just so ridiculous. We're moving on to the transition of boy crazy.
After the strip club, you know, the next day, we went out to drink again.
For what? You have great memory.
I just knew that I was dying of a hangover. Oh, it was the day before you came over with a friend and I had a friend over. And we're just, like, playing board games. But we got intoxicated. And then I was hungover the next morning. And that's when they're like, hey, want to go to this friend's birthday? We're going to the strip club. I was like, oh, I've never been to the strip club. Well, they're like, well, don't worry. Yeah. Basically, after we had that time of drinking and playing board games or whatever, then I remembered I was hungover the next day. It took me about till 3 o'clock to go to the gym. I finally went to the gym. I didn't even have my first meal yet. And they're like, hey, you want to go out? And I was like, okay, I guess because it's a birthday, I'll go out. And that's when we went to a strip club. And then that's when I went on a, what was it? Like a 45, 60 day sobriety.
Oh, yeah, right after.
Yeah, the strip club, that killed me.
Yeah.
I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
That kind of led to my first boy embarrassing moment. That also has to do with another blackout. Okay, it's the first time. Okay, so I was sober for so long, and my friend had set up my first ever blind date. I was like, okay, I'll go. He's a doctor. That'd be fun, I guess. I don't know. And so then I went on this blind date, and we had a great time during dinner. Like, we all had a great time, but I haven't drank for so long. I just had some wine.
Yeah.
And then after that, we went to T&G for one of my friend's birthday. And this is the last time I've ever been to T&G. Because then I was outside at a club that I've only been to the club 3 times in my life. Because that's how much I don't go to the clubs.
Was I there?
No.
Okay.
But my sisters were there. And I was wearing a white dress that ended up being so dirty because I fell so many times because I blacked out that night. And all I can remember is, like, him saying, like, don't worry, I'll take care of you. And I do remember when I was leaving, my friends, Chad, Dylan, and them, were there at TNG. And they're like, Jen, are you just going to go home with this random guy? Like, they were my friends since high school. So I was like, no, he's not a random guy. This is my date. And I'm like, looking like a shit show. And I don't really remember what happened the whole time at TNG. But yeah, that was my first time someone ever ghosted me. Yeah. I mean, I've never been ghosted.
I get it, but...
Yeah, I definitely get it, too. I would ghost me, too. This is a shit show. I have to take care of her on our first date. I've never met this girl in my life. But yeah, he was a gentleman where he tried to take care of me and like he didn't know me or anything.
That's so
that was funny. So nice. But yeah, I've never talked to him again.
See, okay, so I've had like a few blackouts, but honestly, I had more brownouts.
Oh.
And I was just more catastrophic. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had people tell me, you are catastrophic when you're drunk. Like, I am like a freaking hurricane that runs through it. But it's not like one of those where I can't handle myself. It's just, I am on go mode.
Like, where are you going?
I don't know, but I am moving. And you know, this is actually what I realized when I was pregnant and I went to the bars and I was watching everyone else drunk. I saw what I looked like. And I was like, oh, I get it now. Because yeah. No one would sit still. Mm-hmm. But everyone was moving. Anyway, so... do I have a blackout story for you? I don't even have a blackout story for you.
Okay.
I do have a blackout story, kind of, when we went to the Braves game. And I yelled at you.
I don't remember.
I remember I yelled at you. I don't know what I yelled at you about. I disappeared. I know I ended up on the floor at the Battery somewhere. Like, oh, rolling around the streets. Not dead. Like, just acting like a damn fool. In the streets of the Battery. Outside the Braves game. And
I wish I could have saw that if you yelled at me.
I do remember my 23rd birthday, and it was a great birthday. I had so much fun. But I do remember coming back home, and I thought I was talking at a very leveled voice. Apparently, I was screaming at the security guard and telling them this is my house, like, and they were like, okay, but you need to keep your voice down. I'm like, what do you mean? My voice is down. Like, my voice is so down. So those were just like, when I look back, I'm like, it's so cringe. Anyways, we're moving on to boys.
All right, you go.
Okay, this is like a super embarrassing story, and this is like, if I could change anything in my life, this would be it. It was a long time ago. I made the mistake of jumping out my window, my two-story window. Technically, it was a three-story because it was a basement. But I jumped out my window for a high school crush. And let me just tell you the backstory. Actually, it wasn't a crush. Let me be honest. It was a guy that I was dating. And we were having an argument. He was pissed off for some reason. I don't remember. And me people-pleasing me, I was like, oh, my God. Like, no, I can't leave my house right now. Like, he's like, all right, fine. Like, whatever. Like, screw it. We're not going to talk. I was like, all right, you know what? I'll come out. I opened my window. I took out the screen. And I grabbed my phone, my keys. I chucked it out. Not within, like, 5 seconds, I jumped out my window. And I landed weirdly, and I ended up, like, falling. Actually, this is super dangerous, and it's, like, really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But that caused back problems for the rest of my life. Because now I have a squished spine from that. Like, one of my spine is squished. So that's an actual embarrassing moment. Like, I was sober. Like, I mean
I've done things with boys sober that I'm embarrassed about.
No, like,
the dude, I feel like I have all the bad luck where I have been caught having sex or some form of sex. Like, I remember the first,
oh my god,
one was with my dad. I fucked up. I don't even want to tell that story. I'm not embarrassed. I'm like disappointed in myself, yeah, on how that happened. So my dad was the first one that I was exposed to getting caught. And then the next one happened with the same guy, but his mom. And it was just so... That one I accidentally made his dick bleed because he wasn't circumcised. And I was just like giving him a handy. And... then I don't know what happened because, you know, I'm inexperienced. This is the first time I was a virgin with, like, I lost my virginity to this guy. And I guess I pulled it too hard, and then his skin ripped. So his dick is bleeding very, very fast, and we're both like, what the fuck? And you know, when a guy has a hard-on, that's a lot of blood coming to the private part. And so, yeah, it's so much blood. And I don't know what to do. And he has his nieces there, and he's like running to the bathroom, and he's like, go tell my mom. And I'm like, no, I don't want to tell my mom. And he's just like, she's a nurse. Like, I need help. And I was like, okay, what do I tell her?
Oh my God, what did you tell her?
He was just like, tell her his name is in the bathroom and he needs your help. And I was like, okay, because he's like, don't say anything about my nieces. You know, like, he wants to.
Yeah, protect them.
Yeah, and they're innocent. So then I told her, I was like, hey, XYZ is asking you to go to the bathroom. And I was like, and she's like, oh, okay. And so then she just goes to the bathroom to help her son. I mean, I guess that should have been a red flag. But then, yeah.
Did you leave?
No, I went and watched the nieces. Who's watching the kids? I'm like sitting here watching the kids.
Oh,
and
I'm just my like, God.
Oh, it's so embarrassing. And then I don't know what she did to help him in the shoot, and then he grabbed his keys and he's like, okay, Jen, let's go. We gotta go get some news porn. And yeah, that is what happened. I am very embarrassed. That was the second time I got caught. Then the third time I got caught, I was in college.
Dude, you get caught a lot.
I know. This guy, his mom came home and we're like in the living room. Dude, I ran into the bathroom and all he could do was laugh because he was like, you run so funny. And I'm like, why are you laughing at this moment? And then he brought me my clothes and then, yeah, I came out and I got lectured by her. So yeah, just super embarrassing moments. Moments I wish I never went through.
I think I would go in a hole.
Is this so embarrassing?
Die there.
Yeah, obviously didn't make it far with those two.
No, duh. Yeah, you can't ever look at the mom ever again. Like, it's donezo.
Dude, it's game over. I'm never coming back.
No, but actually, though.
Like, that's so... I got yelled at by your mom.
Yeah.
I don't want to get yelled at again.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know what is up with all these guys. And thankfully, I've only, like, had someone walk in once, and that was like the guy's dad, but like we were not naked. I was just on top of him kissing him. Like, it was super like PG. Like,
never had that incident.
I actually would go in a hole and die. If I just could not. I've walked in on my brother twice.
Ew.
Yeah, ew. And once was on my bed.
Ew.
I was livid, and this was like, so this is when I was in college, so this was the summer I was back at home, and like I was out, my parents just like, this was late college, so they just like let me do whatever. I would come home at any time, and I lived in the basement because I have no bedroom there, and I walk in, and yeah, basically I caught them in my bed, and I was so tired, I took off the sheets, I laid a towel, and I went to bed. Like, I could not deal with it. I was so pissed off.
I'd be so mad.
And she left her underwear in my bed. It was
so gross.
Thankfully, I've never, but like, I've had, you know what? Some guys like needed to be locked up. Like, so I had a guy over while I was in college. And we're just, like, chilling. We're talking. We were friends prior to this, whatever. And I'm like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. No big deal. Like, we're not even doing any hand stuff or anything. We're just hanging out.
Yeah, PG.
It's super PG. I come out of my restroom, stripped down.
He's naked.
He left his boxers on. Because at that time, I was like, oh, my God, I think it's so hot when a guy wears compression shorts. And he had compression shorts, apparently, at the time. So he was, like, in his bed, but he was laying on his side. You ever see those movies?
Oh, God. Like,
they're, like, laying on their side with the elbow propped.
How sassy.
Holding the head up. And then one elbow on the,
like, on the waist. Oh,
yeah, with the leg open.
Oh, God.
And
he watches too much porn.
I remember I looked at him and I was like, I'm not having sex with you. Yeah. It's the the most awkward thing when he slowly starts putting his clothes back on.
Did you turn around?
I don't even know. I think so. I think I was just like, I'm not even gonna like put on your clothes, and we just proceeded to sit on the bed. It was so awkward.
Did you ever hang out with them again?
Never again. Never again. It was once and last. That's like actually something I buried in my archives. Never to come up again. But oh, actually, I did have someone walk in. But it wasn't anyone we knew. I had the hotel staff walk in.
Oh, that been happened to me.
You had a hotel staff walk in on you?
Yeah. I was doing in a hotel bathroom, like public, like lobby bathroom. But it was like 3 a.m.
Was it like just one toilet bathrooms and you locked the door? Or was it stalls?
It was stalls and we didn't even go in the stalls.
You didn't even go in the stall?
Okay, I'm sorry, but, like, I'm a germaphobe. You want me to go next to a toilet and, like...
Dude, you're in a public bathroom anyway.
Dude, it just moved to the elevator. Like, we just, like, oh, she wanted to clean.
Did you get caught in the elevator?
No. Oh. But, like, we were such... I don't know. I had a lot of drugs that day, too. But I wasn't blacked out, so that's why I remember. But we were so dumb in the moment of, like, just trying to finish that we didn't even click the floor. What? So we're just in the elevator finishing.
What do you mean you didn't click the... just finishing in the elevator while it was closed?
Yes. It was on the same floor? Yes, on the lobby floor. Yeah. And then, like, after we finished, I was like, okay, let's go to our floor. And I'm thinking we're there, so, like, then I clicked the button and was like, oh,
dude, you're in a hotel.
That's how much drugs I've had that night.
But like your room is right there.
Dude, it wasn't a room, it was a party room. It wasn't like our hotel room.
Okay.
Yeah.
I cannot. I don't even have sex in public. Like I'm one of those people, the farthest I get is the edge of my bed. Like, nope, boo-boo, that's it. Like, maybe the car.
The amount of times that I've done it in, the lake bathroom boats, I've done that a lot.
That's gross, I know, that's it's so worse. Small.
I know, but, like, we're so drunk, and then you just get so horny.
It's okay, I know someone who did it in a porta potty.
I've never done it in a porta potty. I can't do that. See, like, there's things I can't do. Like, I'm gonna puke.
Okay, yeah, that's a little extreme, but, you know. But anyways, like I was saying, ours was in our actual room, and mm-hmm. our door, I guess we were both trashed. Our door was mm-hmm. open, wide open, and the way the bathroom was, the shower was in the middle of the room. And it was, like, a leveled floor. Like, mm-hmm. there was, like, one hole that the water drains out of. But in the process of taking off our clothes, we covered that hole. So the water filled up in the bathroom and went into the hallway. And so, obviously, there's people in the hallway. They call it in. And there's someone knocking at our door probably for, like, 10 minutes straight while we're fucking in the shower. Because we didn't hear them. And so finally he starts like screaming like, hello, whatever. And then I got angry.
Why?
This was like my anger phase. I'm sorry.
I definitely remember that phase.
Yeah, I was a very angry child. And I went to therapy for it. But this was my angry phase and I was drunk. So I started screaming, like just batshit screaming, mm-hmm. cussing up a storm, like. And the manager had to come in, tell me to calm down. And it was just so embarrassing, dude. Like,
so the sex part
wasn't even embarrassing to me. It was the fact that I was a crazy person afterwards.
Mm-hmm. How did they fix your flood that you created?
Well, we sat there on the couch. We just sat there and stared at them while they mopped the floor.
I would leave the room.
I tipped them hella.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I was like, here you go. I am so sorry. Like, yeah. I was very embarrassed.
Like, you guys didn't even feel the water going up to your ankles.
We didn't even finish.
That sucks.
It was also like a very sloppy.
Yeah, like drunken moment or something.
Yeah. We're on vacation. It was very, it was just not good. I think those are.
Yeah.
All mine.
I already gave you guys the most embarrassing of the most embarrassing, and I'm like ashamed of my husband hearing this episode. Just being
honestly, like, I think mine are slightly better than yours. Like, you had it pretty rough. Like,
dude, I don't remember anything, and it makes me feel like, you know, I don't remember some of the people I slept with sometimes until like somebody brings up their name or something, because it's just so out of my mind. If I don't like anything, I just don't remember. It's very easy for me to forget things.
Oh, yeah. There's a...
like, block it out. Yeah, I'm just embarrassed, but I'm walking into my 30s, hopefully with some self-control.
Okay, we definitely have more self-control. My only thing is, like, my kid's not going to get away with anything. You think I don't know? Oh, girl. You think I didn't do that? Girl. You think you're lying to me? Oh, girl.
It's like, so funny because I don't remember who I was saying to, a friend, where I was like, I can't wait until my kids try to manipulate me. Because the way I was scheming to manipulate my parents was insane. They can't even match my manipulation. Not like I'm a manipulator. It's just like you just want to get things your way, so you got to put all the pieces in play.
So were your parents crazy when they were young? Do you know that?
Oh, I definitely know they weren't.
Yeah, mine weren't either. Mine were very straight, like straight edge, no edges.
Like my mom never got to dye her hair growing up. She never got sleepovers, so that's why she implemented no sleepovers for us. And my parents grew up during the war to come over to America. They're not thinking of, like, doing drugs and stuff. They're thinking, if we want to escape Vietnam, we're going to be sent to jail.
Oh, they had real things to worry about.
Like, we went through first world problems, you know? Yeah. And, like, I did talk to my dad, I remember, late college, where he was asking me why I had so many lighters, and I just told him I like to collect it, which I truly like to collect lighters, but he was like, well, what did you use it for? Because I took off all the safeties, because I don't like the safeties. It hurts my thumb. So then I took out all the safeties, so he's like, what did you use it for? And I was like, well, I used to use it for this, and I would pull up marijuana on my iPad to show him, because I didn't know how to translate that. And I'm like, I used to use it for that. And he's like, well, that's no good. And I was like, now I do this. And I showed him cocaine. And he's like, that's the worst. And I was like, I'm just kidding. Don't do that anymore. That was a little fib. At that time of my life, that was a fib.
No, I think it's just so interesting when our parents look at us and then what we're going to think when we look at our kids when they grow up.
It's going to be hilarious because my sisters are always saying that I'm the favorite child and stuff. And I'm like, I wasn't the good one.
But the thing is, I feel like they always think the oldest is the best one.
Yeah, because we had to be parents.
Yeah, so it's like, I know my mom thought I was like so good and I didn't do anything. Which also, I was smart. Like my brother got caught with everything. And I was like, dude, you can do it. Just don't get caught. Mm-hmm. Like, be smart.
Yeah. I just think I'm with you.
Yeah.
I didn't get caught either. Only caught with other, I don't know, with the other situations, but not with the alcohol and stuff. All right. Well, that is the end of episode 20 and reminiscing on the embarrassing moments of our 20s as well.
Yeah, part of me doesn't even want to upload this.
I definitely... like, these could be for the archives.
Yeah, honestly, this might be archives and we bring it back in the future.
No, we can just delete the parts we don't want and then we'll just repost it.
Okay.
Because our besties need to know where we came from. Like, we didn't just get husbands out of nowhere. We made a lot of mistakes.
Honestly, yeah. This is a transparency. Like, this is where... it truly is where we came from.
Yeah, a hot mess. And now we're just hot moms.
Yeah. So this just brings you an inch closer to getting to know us.
Okay, can't wait to talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Okay, bye.